With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. Classes begin at some Monterey County schools a week from today. Under Governor Gavin Newsom's order, students will begin with online classes. As KAZU's Doug McKnight reports, the decision was made to protect students and teachers, but it comes with problems and at a price.
Salinas High School teacher Kelsey Beal says the first day of class is the most important day of the school year. So she spends each opening day
walking around the room, introducing myself to students.
It's a ritual she won't be performing this school year. Instead,
I am doing a lot of looking at my curriculum and figuring out how can I make this interactive.
In other words, Beal is taking 7 years of classroom teaching experience and trying to reimagine her ninth grade English classes as one-hour educational television programs.
How do I engage students? I hate to say it, it's super easy for students to click mute and turn off their monitor and check out.
That's exactly what happened in the spring. When the district switched to online learning in March, it guaranteed students their grades would be protected. For the rest of the school year, their grades could get better, but they couldn't get worse. So Beal says 75% of her students stopped showing up. It's something Beal's boss, Salinas Union High School Superintendent Dan Burns, says will change in the fall.
Students have to be accountable to daily attendance, and they have to be accountable to completion of their work in order to earn the grade.
So this year, attendance will be taken, and there will be tests. But Burns says students will still be missing important lessons outside the classroom. Learning to be social, football games, dances, and first dates.
But yeah, I think that's the big loss, you know, all the pomp and circumstance of high school.
P.K. Divenbaugh, the superintendent of Monterey Peninsula Unified School District. His biggest concern is what's called learning loss. Students who face challenges during normal times now face even bigger hurdles with learning online.
Whether they're homeless students, whether they are foster youth or English learners.
So he wants to establish learning hubs, places where students can gather for support since they can't gather at school.
To be able to still have the supportive in-person environment, following social distancing at a very small scale.
Community organizations such as the Boys and Girls Club are working with the district to provide that help. Divenbaugh decided to reopen schools with online classes even before Governor Gavin Newsom outlined his plan. He agrees with those who say the best place for students is in school, but
schools can't be thought of as an isolated island. They have to be considered within the local context.
He says the availability of tests and the time it takes to get results convinced him anything other than online learning would quickly fall apart. Ashley Croce is well aware of the dangers of sending kids back to school during a pandemic. She's a nurse who works at several local hospitals, but she's also a mother with two young children, Charlotte, who is 3, and Austin,
Hi.
Who is, well, Austin is 7.
He's putting his sister in a box. This is what happens at home.
The chaos of raising two young children while both parents work, Croce's husband is a construction worker, is challenging. When their local school district in Spreckles sent out a survey, the Croce's responded saying they preferred a hybrid system, some days in class and some days online.
You know, we thought, okay, this is great. Both kids are going to be able to go back to school at least part-time, but now we found out that that's not going to happen, so I'm not sure what we're going to do.
As the challenging school year begins, Salinas High English teacher Kelsey Beal has a call to arms to parents.
We're on the same team. We want the best for our students. That's the bottom line.
And the message to her students? We can't wait to see you in class, even if the class is on a computer screen. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.